as we can, prepare better than ever, and give it our best shot, and then we'll worry about next week.
Respect for the game demands that from you guys, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you can sum up the good moments and the bad moments, but it's kind of the process of the whole season, the whole time being here. And you never get too high, never get too low. So we're looking at it just like another week. Obviously, the stakes are higher, but I don't think that changes how we prepare, how we go about our business.
I know you guys aren't looking for crutches, but your offense changed significantly when Sheriff and Donald and Mark went out.
Mm-hmm.
How has that manifested?
Well, I think obviously that affects you, but I mean, you can't use it as a crutch, like you said. We've got plenty of capable guys filling those spots on the O-line in the backfield, and those guys have shown tremendous improvement. So we expect them to keep getting better, and we got to keep getting better as an offense without those guys.
I think it kind of shows how much you guys really sort of depend on the running game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 4.7 yards a carry, and now it's down to 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we want to be a balanced team, and certainly missing those O-linemen and Mark helps that cause. But Damon's done a nice job. Buffelli popped in there. I mean, that was his really first playing experience. So we got plenty of guys that can pop in there, and we do need that balance, so we got to kind of find a way to get that back.
Close games, I don't know where people come up with the stat, but you guys lead the nation with six games decided by three or less.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, in your opinion, the difference between winning and losing in those games? Really tight.
Yeah, I mean, I think the margin for error for our team isn't the biggest. So we're going to be in those close games about every week. And those close games, I've said this before, they usually come down to 6 or 7 plays on offense, defense, special teams, those critical situations, third down, red zone, fourth down, I mean, on offense and defense. So obviously we're not doing quite enough in those critical situations to pull out those close games.
Can I ask you about, I know that you're a hunter and Tobin, I believe, is a hunter. Have you guys ever gone together?
We have not. We've talked about future plans doing it, but we have not.
Is T any good at it?
Yeah, no. Him and Sheriff are really passionate about it. They go somewhere around town when they get free time, and I don't think they've had any luck, but I know they really like going. And I mean, Tobin comes from a family that hunts, I know.
Same kind of...
Yeah, they're big bow hunters.
Yeah. You guys, and you are too. I mean, yep. You guys ever?
Yeah, we go shoot in the off season. A lot of us go shoot at Fin and Feather. They have these 3D things, and we'll mess around on the weekends in the off season. But haven't got to do much of that lately.
Thank you.
How much of a toll does a losing streak like this take on you when you guys are, you know, you always say that you're setting the routine of, okay, mm-hmm. Sunday, this is how you handle this. This is how you handle Mondays. This is how you handle Tuesday, so on and so forth.
And in all honesty, it doesn't really change. Been here 5 years, seen a lot of good victories, a lot of tough losses, and the whole key is you kind of pick your system and you believe in it and you continue doing that. For us, that's coming to work every day with the same demeanor, practicing hard for 4 days and going to play a game. So, I mean, we have a lot of confidence in that system and in that routine, and I don't think it's a lack of work or a lack of effort. We're simply not making the plays to win games, so changing our routine isn't something we're really looking into.
Have you found yourself doing anything differently, though, in terms of, you know, encouraging these guys right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, this is tough on a lot of guys. A lot of guys are getting their first experiences and having some tough experiences, so obviously I'm just trying to keep them in it and let them know that I have confidence in them, and that the only way to get ourselves out of this hole is to work a little harder and prepare a little better.
Is that something that you find yourself doing, like in team meetings, or is it just practice field?
A little bit of everything. I mean, when I see the guys in lifting, you don't get to see all the guys very often, so when you can catch them alone is more that time to do that.
Isn't this somewhat of a new experience for you? You've been pretty successful through high school and college, haven't you? You've
yeah.
Been going through this too.
Yeah, obviously this is something new for all of us and something you never want to be a part of, but certainly it's something that comes with playing sports, and it's tough, but at the same time, just poses another challenge and another hill to climb.